Hey, it's time to show the world what you're made of.
Dig in, let's see what you're made of.
Come down and show me what you're made of.
We're gonna show what we're made of.
Show us what you're made of.
Program loaded and ready.
Show us.
You guys sound like you're ready for a show.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
All right, before we get started, shut up. Before we get started, you've got to know a couple of things. I know you're expecting a very high level of entertainment. You set the bar very high. You want as much entertainment. You want as much information. You want as much everything as you can possibly have in a two-hour show. You've come to expect that from me, and I deliver, of course, every day. Today, though, I have a cold. I have a cold. I know it's rare that I get sick at all. I've got a great immune system. One of the finest, by the way, in the world, right up there with the Amish. But I do have a cold. And so I've got my Kleenex here. I've got my Vicks VapoRub here. I won't even tell you what I do with that. And of course, I've got my other accoutrements here for good personal hygiene. So I've got all of that. But if my voice sounds a little raspy or if suddenly you hear this, that's because I'm clearing my throat and I don't have a cough button, so I got to pot down the mic all the way. But in spite of all of this, it's still going to be a fantastic show for you today. We've got a very special guest, State Senator Chris Rose. He is a great friend of the show. This is a fourth-generation miner who is a hardcore MAGA who is trying to make major changes in West Virginia. We've got him live on the air, so that's going to be happening in just a matter of a few minutes. Make sure that you share this everywhere. We're also going to be talking about Governor Mutilation Mike DeWine. Defending the illegal Haitians. He's concerned that ICE is going to come in and swoop up all the illegal Haitians, and he thinks that's a shame because they have all these jobs that should be going to Americans, but he doesn't care about that. So we've got Mutilation Mike DeWine. We've got the WVU Flu, who's going to be running for state Senate. That's right. Sean Fluharty has decided to run for state Senate. He's running for the primary nomination, of course. I think he'll win it. And then in the general election, he's got his work cut out for him. But I call him the WVU Flu because that's what he calls himself on Twitter, which is probably one of the dumbest names I've ever heard, but perfect for Sean Fluharty. So we'll talk with him about that. Well, we've got an issue in Belmont County. The Belmont Buzz. Hold on a second here. Let me ensure I got the right hotkey here. Wrong one. There we go. That's the right hotkey. We've got Limpy, the lame deer that has now found a home on my porch. Yes, the lame deer. We'll be talking about that this morning, too. Plus so much more, including Mr. Big Willie himself, who is going to be calling us from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab, Freightliner, Cascadia 125. He's going to be all upset about God knows what, because he's always all upset about everything. But boy, what an expert he was last week on the lot lizards. Oh, my God. He knew way too much about that subject. He really did. But he's an honest to God, over-the-road truck driver from the valley here, and he'll be calling us live from his honest-to-God Freightliner Cascadia 125. So we've got all of that. But first, State Senator Chris Rose, welcome. Hold on a second. Everything okay, Johnny? Perfect. Johnny's just come in to double-check the volume. Is everything okay?
You're perfect.
I'm perfect. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny O, who is the de facto operations director and programming director and everything director here at Big Willie 105.5, has what?
You've got snot running.
It's not snot. It's vape. It's Vapo Rob.
Yeah,
honest.
Have you eaten that?
I don't. There. Is that better?
Have you tried to eat it?
Bite me. Just, you know, you've got a bad attitude here. I've got a cold.
You never heard of eating Vicks?
Hold on, this thing isn't, hold on, now it's on. Hold on.
You never heard of eating Vicks?
No, I don't eat that. I just got a cold and I didn't want to call in sick because I never call in sick.
I never do either.
Well, nobody cares about you. Okay. Anyway, so I got some Vicks VapoRub. I didn't put it on while the Facebook live stream was on. Okay. I saved them that.
Well, but now everybody can, you don't sound like an AM radio anymore.
What, is that good or bad?
That was good.
Oh, it is? Oh.
It's good, you're modulating now.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm modulating on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm modulating on Facebook, and I have no earthly idea what that means,
that's
but
right.
That's okay. So,
good.
Did I get all the Vicks Vapor?
You got it, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Good.
Don't wanna, that's your bad side, too. So.
Every part of me is the bad side. All right. Thank you, Johnny.
Talk on, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So for our Facebook friends, by the way, we'll get to Chris Rosen in about another half hour. You can hear the show on River Talk Radio Network, which 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio. Hold on. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. And the force multiplier of truth. You can also see the show, although there's not much to see, on the Facebook live stream. Although now my sources tell me that I'm finally modulating correctly on Facebook, which has something to do with the audio, which is apparently a good thing. So you can see that. Go to Dimitri's Facebook profile page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, and Vassilaris rhymes with Assilaris, except you add a V to it, and you can follow me. Don't friend me because I'm maxed out at friends. I got 5,000. Facebook says no more friends, so you got to follow me. And if you would do that, that would be great. But you can see the show. All right, so enough of this. Enough of me. So Chris Rose, the state senator Chris Rose, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. You still there?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Dimitri. How are you?
Great. How is that for a lead-in for your appearance? Jeez. I think we covered everything under the sun. Oh, by the way, we got a special guest here who's just been hanging on the line because he has nothing better to do. So, Chris Rose, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. I was doing some searching all over the internet, and you're a fourth-generation coal miner, and we found this picture of you in a suit in a coal mine, and I was wondering if you could explain this one to us. Do you have any idea what this is?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, there are some fun things you can do with AI these days, but no, actually, so that is kind of a culmination of, you know, kind of what I do for a living at the moment. You know, I'm a coal miner, fourth generation coal miner who now works for a power company, but also I'm a state senator, so, you know, and I do still go visit these coal mines from time to time, so that kind of idea has been floated out there a little bit to have some fun with it. You know, the whole, oh, what if he ever wore a suit? And, you know, that's a funny picture it was that you showed me there. But, you know, there's even been people just joke, try to challenge me
what?
To even wear a tux underground. Like, I've actually had some of these coal operators. So, you know, it would be really cool for us and for you if you came in on one of these mine tours and maybe we put you in a tux and maybe you ran the shear or maybe you ran a continuous mining machine and just showed people that, you know, while you may be a senator now, you know, you haven't forgot your roots and stuff. And it would kind of be a cool thing to see that happen. So I don't know about a tux, but I might be able to do a suit.
Yeah.
I don't really, but I think it'd be kind
of
cool.
Oh, no question. Is that like one of those long wall mining machines?
Yeah, I actually worked on the longwall for a very long time. You know, I started out as an equipment operator and a mechanic and electrician, and then ended all the way up as a longwall maintenance coordinator. So longwall I know very well. I've tore down and installed many of them, you know, so I definitely know my way around a longwall.
Well, it should be a lot of fun just tearing apart Mother Nature. That's I've always loved the thought of doing that. One question with longwall, then we'll get to the important stuff. How much dust does that stir up, and does that get into your lungs these days?
So it almost does stir up a lot of dust if it's not done the right way. But today we have a lot of sprays, whether it be on the shear drum, whether it be on the shields with spray bars and things like that. And they have these helmets called Airstreams that have these filter systems on them. So, I mean, there's a lot of things we do that have went a long way from the days of yesteryear when, you know, you had a little bit more black lung problems. So done the right way with the Airstream helmets, with the ventilation that we have today, which, you know, we'll have 100,000 CFM going through the last open crosscut. So I know I'm getting technical on you, but the reality is we took a lot of steps these days where those type of issues are, for the most point, moot.
Thank goodness for that, no question. So what's going on in Charleston, and most importantly, how does that affect my listeners here on Big Willie 105.5? How do you make life better for my people?
Well, things are finally starting to get a little bit more busy in Charleston. As legislative sessions begin, and it's obviously the first day you're there, there's no bills on third reading to vote for because you haven't had committees yet. But we're starting to get 6 and 7 and 8 bills in first, second, third reading every single day. Committee chairs have had a moment to review most of the bills that are being introduced because we still have bills down in bill drafting that are still even being drafted
Chris,
and being assigned
Chris,
to our committees.
Chris, this is Dimitri. I have no idea what you just said. How is life going to be better for my listeners and, more importantly, for me? What are you doing?
I was getting to that, and that's a good point, and I love how you get to the point. So we're working on how to do another additional income tax cut.
Yes.
So the governor's requested 10. The budget he's given us includes about 5. So we're looking at what we can do to cut and spend our way to another 5, which I have a bill that you and I both have talked about that could get us there. We've seen it be successful with President Trump and Elon on the federal level. There is a bill, there is a mechanism to do that. It's called West Virginia DOGE. We can audit all the department agencies with some senators, some delegates, with some people appointed from the governor from the private sector. It's all on a volunteer basis. You go in, you audit these agencies, and I guarantee you we can find 5% waste. I mean, I'll give you an example of one area where you could find it already. Our school teachers are paid 50th, but we spend 23rd most per student. So obviously our Department of Education is not getting that money to the classroom and not getting that money to the teachers. And so we're talking tax cuts. We're talking DOGE. Obviously unleashing West Virginia energy. So there's been a big gas plant announcement, like a 500 megawatt gas plant in Moundsville, which is in your listening area in Marshall County.
Yes. That's your part of your state Senate district.
So actually, Dimitri, our state Senate district has three gas plant announcements in my short tenure as energy chairman. We have one now in Daughters County in West Union. We have an announcement of one in Maidsville in Monongalia County, and Moundsville in Marshall County. So I can happily say in my short tenure as a state energy, Senate energy chairman, we have starting to see West Virginia energy be unleashed, and we're starting to see major announcements in the energy sector for generation. And that's going to create good paying energy jobs right in our Senate district.
How many?
But also for our fellow West Virginians.
How many though? How many? Because a lot of times you hear about these big projects about, oh, we've got this call center, or we've got this center or that center or whatever. And then when you pull back the curtain, then you realize that they're temporary jobs for constructing it. The permanent jobs are actually only a handful. So how many jobs, long-term, full-time jobs, are we talking about here after the thing is constructed?
So with a gas plant, it's not as many as a coal plant, but you still will see approximately around all three shifts, around 100 people per plant. And the bigger job footprint will be the increased jobs out in the extraction part of the industry, right? So as a gas plant's built, it needs natural gas. So that means out in the gas fields, the EQTs, the Enteros, the Marathons, those people will also have to increase output and add more people to their jobs. So, I mean, yeah, you're right. A lot of the jobs are bulk on the construction side of it, but it's being built. As far as the full-time jobs, there'll be about maybe 100 per power plant. But in addition to that, out in the fields, the increased energy demand, that's where you'll see up to 1,000 total between these three plants after you have all of that. So in a state like West Virginia with 1.8 million people, 1,000 energy jobs is actually a lot, because economic studies from WVU and various places have shown for every one of these energy jobs that's either created or lost, you see 7 jobs affected in the local economy. So we're talking ultimately adding about 1,000 jobs due to these three power plants, full-time jobs from either at the plant or out in the field. So it's going to support about 7,000 more in the local economy.
So it's sort of like a domino effect. One job at the plant is going to generate 6 other jobs, like dominoes, one falling one right after the other. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, great. So I got it right. go figure. All right, live exclusive interview with State Senator Chris Rose, a great friend of the show, fourth generation coal miner, hardcore MAGA Nation Republican. I got to get back to you, though, on this one thing. And we got a break coming up here, a hard break, but I want to at least get the conversation started. Let's back up a little bit to the income tax in West Virginia. You say that the amount that's going to be decreased for our income taxes is 5%, and right now the proposal is 10%, so I'm guessing there might be some sort of compromise around 7.5 or whatever it happens to be. That still sounds really, really low. You know what sounds like a much better number? Zero. Zero income tax, the way they have it in Tennessee and Florida and Texas. We've got this real conservative governor now, Morrissey. Thank goodness for him, a MAGA guy. We've got great MAGA guys like you and Chris Anders and Tom Willis and all that. And yet, I don't hear anybody talking about eliminating the West Virginia income tax so we can compete with the Tennessees and with the Floridas and with the Texases and some of these other states. Where are we with that?
So there actually is a vehicle to do that. It's Senate Bill 680. I'm the lead sponsor of. Because you know very well that I want to eliminate income tax. I want to eliminate personal property tax. I think I've been very vocal about that. And I definitely agree with you. So I know we're talking about doing a 5-10% cut from the governor, and while I appreciate the governor, very conservative gentleman, good friend of mine, I definitely agree with you that we have to get even more aggressive. I personally want to see it cut to zero, because you know one of the fastest growing state in the entire country is right now?
Texas.
Idaho. You know what they don't have? A state income tax. You know who the most prosperous states in the country are right now? It's a Texas, a Florida, and a Tennessee. What's the common theme? No income tax.
Yes.
So you're exactly right. You're thinking exactly the right way, Dimitri, to fully unleash the full potential of this economy, to fully unleash West Virginian prosperity. The ultimate result, the ultimate thing to get us there is zero income tax.
No question. More with a very special guest, State Senator Chris Rose, great friend of the show, fourth generation coal miner, hardcore MAGA Nation. He wants to warn us about a rhino who's running here in this area. That's coming up next.